Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshechachma Share. A special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. They'll be'ez Hashem be joining the share. Parsha Shmois, Tov Shin Pehei. Today, Tez Zayin Teves is the 23rd yard site of our Zeda, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rav Agoyin, Rav Chaim Kreisworth, Rav Chaim Ben Harav Avram Yosef, Zichrayne Livracha, and the Shir Shabili Ilu Nishmasai. We're going to learn a Meshechachma. It's a Gepakta Meshechachma. Perek Dalid, Pasuk Yud Tes. Vayemer Hashem al Moshe b'Midyan. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu in Midyan, Leich Shuv Mitzrayim, go back to Mitzrayim. Ki Mesu Kol Anoshim HaMevakshim Es Nafshecha. Because all of the people who were threatening your life have died. Rashi famously says, Dosan Vaviram became poor, they didn't have influence anymore, Ani Choshev Kemeis. The Beshechachma boys from here, Ahalocha Lemaisa, Muchach, it's Muchach from here, Dimhayu Chayim, if these Anoshim HaMevakshim Es Nafshoi would still be alive, Loi HaYotzorich Leilech Lohitzi B'nei Yisrael Mimitzrayim, then Moshe Rabbeinu would not have to go back to Mitzrayim and risk his life, even though he's going to save Klal Yisrael, Afa Pisha Kol Yisrael Tzrichim Eilav, even though Gantz Klal Yisrael needs him. However, if it would be putting his life in danger, he would not be mechuyev to go. Ein etzorich lahachnis atzmoi b'sakana. He's not obligated to put himself into danger. That's what the Meshechachma sees in our pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Leich to Mitzrayim, to redeem Klal Yisrael, because you don't have danger to your life. Mesu kolo anoshim. But if they would still be alive, even though Klal Yisrael needs you, you're not mechuyev to put yourself in sakana. Umize yotzo l'Rabbeinu b'Mishnah. And this is where Rabbeinu HaKadosh, in the Mishnayis, said the following. What does it say in the Mishnayos and Masechta Makos? Perek Beis. A Reitzeach that goes to the Eir Miklat. Eina Yotze loy le'edus mitzvah, he does not leave, not for edus of a mitzvah, loy le'edus mammon, ve'loy le'edus nefashes, vafilu Yisrael tzrichim loy, even if Klal Yisrael needs him. Vafilu sar tzivo Yisrael ki yoyev ben tzruya. And even if it's a general in Klal Yisrael like Yoyev and Tzruya, Eina Yoytze Misham Loilam Shenemar Asher Nos Shama, he flees there. Shama Sham Tei Dirasei, that's where he lives. Sham Tei Misasei Sham Tei Kivurasei. So this is the halacha that's brought here in Masechta Makos Asher Nos Shama. Even Klal Yisrael needs him, even Eidus Mammon, Eidus Nefashos, so on and so forth, he doesn't leave there Lo'ilam. Now let's take a pause for a second and take a quick look at a Meshechachma in Parshas Masei. Perek Lamed Hei Pasuk Chavav Vim Yotze Yetze HaRitzeach. If the Ritzeach will go out of their Miklat, he will be, the Goyal Hadam is allowed to kill him. Ayin Makis Daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. That is our Mishnah that I just read in Perek Beis. Mishnah Zayin is Yudal from Ebeiz in Makkos. So look over there. Now, what's interesting is that the Mishnah brings the Pasuk Asher Nos Shama, he remains there. And if Yubeiz Amar Aleph, the Gemara Darshins, the Pasuk Ve'im Yotze Yotze HaRetzech, if the Retzech will go out, so the Gemara, Ein Li Ala B'meizid, B'shoigig Minayil. Not only B'meizid, even B'shoigig, and so on and so forth, says the Pasuk, Im Yotze Yotze, you'll go out for anything. So Rabbi Simcha seems to be bothered. What's the different drashas? Venera. Al pisha amru de ein li el advar rishus lidvar mitzvah minayin. The Gemara says over there, how do you know that for a dvar mitzvah kimo yoya ben tzruya shirabim tzrichin loy tamiloy mer vim yotze yetze? The second pasuk of vim yotze yetze and pasuk daf yud beis. Shafilu kein rishus biargoy ledam lahargoy vim hargoy ein loy dam. So Meir Simcha is saying as follows. Asher Nos Shama tells me he has to go there for anything. And he has to stay there, he's not allowed to leave. But how do we know that if he goes out for a Dvar Mitzvah, like Yoyah ben Tzruya, go out to save the world? So that's the second Pasuk. What's the second Pasuk? There's a Gemara in Masechta Chulin, Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, by Shiluach HaKein, that says, Shaleach Tishalach, a double lashon. Says the Gemara, Ein li ela Dvar Rishus, you have to do Shiluach HaKein if you want to take the babies for Dvar Rishus. How do you know for a Dvar Mitzvah, like a Yeledes or Taras Mitzayra, and you need the baby for a Karban? How do you know you also have to do Shaleach HaKein? Tameloi mer Shaleach Tishalach Mikol Makayim. No matter what, Dvar Rishus or Dvar Mitzvah, you got to do it. Zok to Mer Simcha Goynes. That's what the Pasuk is telling us here. V'lochein lo yeitze mipnei sakonis nefosh Hashem yagenu goel adam. So therefore also over here it says v'im yotze yeitze. The double lashon tells me ein li ela dvar rishus afilu dvar mitzvah. From the first Pasuk on Asher nas shama, I wouldn't know you can't go out for a dvar mitzvah. Maybe a dvar mitzvah you go out and finished. Maybe he's allowed to go out. No, v'im yotze yeitze. Even if he went out for a dvar mitzvah, like it says, Shaleach Tishalach, Mikol Makayim, still the Goel Adam is allowed to kill him. And if that's true, then he's taken out Mechuyev to go out. Afilu Ki Yoyev Ben Tzruya, because the Goel Adam is allowed to kill him. Azoy Zekter Meir Simcha, over there in Parshas Maaseh. Now back to our Meshech Chachma, Umizei Yotzel Rabbeinu B'Mishneh. So Meir Simcha saying an unbelievable thing. Where's the source? Avada Miyotzi Yetzei, Chazal are telling us that the girl Adam could kill him. And Meir Simcha over there says, and therefore, lo yeitze mipnei safik sakonis nefashos. He's not mechuyev to go out for a safik sakonis nefashos. Where is that source? Where do we get that from? Again, from the pasuk in Parshas Maaseh, you see that even if he goes out for a dvar mitzvah, the Goel Adam has a right to kill him. So you might say, okay, so if the Goel Adam kills him, the Goel Adam has a right to kill him. But why does that patter the reitzeach from leaving? How does Rebbe know in the Mishnah? Asher afilu kiyoyev in tzriya tzrichim lai, he doesn't go out. The fact that if he goes out and the Goel Adam kills him, it's okay? Who says that absolves him from his mitzvah of going out? Put yourself in a suffix, sakonis nefashos, to save Klal Yisrael. Zokter Meir Simcha here in Parsha Shmois, umizei yotzel Rabbeinu b'mishneh. The next step that he said over there in Parshas Maaseh, that you're not mechuyev to put yourself in a suffix, sakona, Snefashis, to do a mitzvah to save Klal Yisrael, that step is from here, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Rabbi Nishalom told him, Kimeisu kol anoshim mevakshim es nafshecha. You only have to go because there's no suffix sakonis nefashis. But if there would be a suffix sakonis nefashis, if they'd be still around, you wouldn't have to go. This is the source to that second step. You need bo shtiklach. Over there it tells me that the Goel Adam is allowed to kill him even if he goes out for a dvar mitzvah. Okay, so he's allowed to kill him. Who says that patters the reitzeach from leaving? Mizeh yotzel Rabbeinu b'mishneh. He learns it from over here, from this maisa. Ayin or sameach hilchus reitzeach b'zeh. So let's look at or sameach and hilchus reitzeach. Or sameach hilchus reitzeach perek zayin alochaches hagoyle eina yotze mir miklat loylam. The Rambam says, even if Klal Yisrael needs him, he doesn't go out. And the Rambam ends off and he says, V'im yotze hiter atzme l'misa. If he goes out, this Reitzeach, he has opened himself up to Misa, the Goel Adam could kill him. Hoysif Rabbeinu Tam, says Dar Sameach. Rabbeinu, the Rambam added a reason here. Lama eina yotze. What do you mean? Let him go out. Halei pikuach nefesh doichu kol mitzvah shebetayra. Pikuach nefesh is doichu kol mitzvah shebetayra. Umikol shekein pikuach nefesh dechol Yisrael. Klal Yisrael needs him. It's pikuach nefesh. Ve'ester techiach. Look what she did. She put herself in a sakana for Klal Yisrael. Rak. The neged hateva, listen to unbelievable sameach. Neged hateva ein lanu lahisif acharei mitzvus yoitzer hateva. Keneged the teva, we cannot add things after the mitzvahs of the yoitzer hateva. Choyker kloyes velevu, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who created the person, created the teva, and he's the choyker, he knows what's going on deep inside. Hu amar, he said, Kim yecham levav hagoy lehargoy, ein li mishpat mavis. So we're going to go backwards over here. And we're going to say one second over here. Yes, I understand the Meshech Chachma tells me, im yotze yetze, that if he goes out, the Gael Adam can kill him. So you'll say, okay, fine, the Gael Adam can kill him, but let him leave. Let him leave. So Zokhtar Sameach, one second. Why is the Gael Adam allowed to kill him? Shouldn't the Torah tell us that if he goes out Lidvar Mitzvah to save Klal Yisrael, Mr. Gael Adam, you cannot kill him, you can't control yourself? Zokhtar Meir Simcha, the Rabbeinu Shalom couldn't say such a thing. It's Keneged HaTeva. The Rabbeinu Shalom knows, Kim Yecham Levava Goyel Lahargoy. What's the whole Goyel Adam business? Ki Yecham Levavoi. It's a natural teva. He's so cucked up, he can't control himself. Ein Lai Mishpat Mavis. So Su Ein Yechaylem Bezdin Lahamisai. You can't tell him that it's usher for you to do, and if you do, we'll kill you. The Chayven Shehutr Dama LeGoyel Adam. So one second. So that's a given. It's a given that the Torah, the Gael Adam, is not Chayav Misa for killing him, because it's Yecham Levavoi. The Rabbeinu Shalom, the Yetzer HaTeva, the Chayker Kloyes V'Leiv knew that. So V'Chayven Shuter Damel Gael Adam, Ein Lo Lahachnis Atme, B'Sofik Sakana, Avor Atolos Chaveirim, Is Sakana Vadois. Zokter Meir Simcha, therefore, a person doesn't have to put himself into a Sofik Sakana, because of a Atolos Chaveirim, even from a Sakana Vadois. Kainira, as I is mashma from the Rambam. Now, before we go to the next, let's continue. Umuchach mizeh deloy kagoyz maimenis b'shem Yerushalmi de trumas shehuva b'kesef Mishnah Perak Aleph. In Perak Aleph of Hilchos Retzeach, the kesef Mishnah brings agoyz maimenis that says the chayiv lahachnis atzmai b'sofa sakana, that it's muchach from Yerushalmi. A Yerushalmi in Trumas is what I think the, if I'm correct, Agoyz Maimon just says Muchach from the Yerushalmi. Meir Simcha and others are being Megalit Yerushalmi in Trumas. That a person is Mechuyiv to put himself into a Suffolk Sakana to save someone else from a Vade Sakana. Yerushalmi Gufa Eina Muchach Lamayin Heitevai. So the first thing Zokter Meir Simcha, I Rambam Azariah not like that. You see Beferish, a Sofik Sakani, not Mechuyiv to put yourself into. You see it from the Reitzeach. He's not Mechuyiv to go out to save Klal Yisrael, because it's Sofik Sakana. Where's that source? The Meshech Chachma is Megalitas. It's our Pasuk. Ki Meisek Ola Anoshim, Mevakshim Es Nafshecha. Or Yerushalmi Gufa, Eina Muchach L'mayin Heitev Boi. From the Yerushalmi itself is not Muchach. Now what's this Yerushalmi? It's a Nifl Dikarai from the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi and Shumas. In the end of Perek Ches, the Yerushalmi says a Maisa over there. The Yerushalmi says a Maisa. Reb Isi Itzter B'Safsufa. Reb Isi was captured by the Gazlonim. He was by a bunch of bandits in a place called Safsufa. So, Omer Reb Yenison Yichra Chameis B'Sadinoi. There's nothing we could do for him. We can't save him. Just, he's going to die. Wrap him up in his sadeh. Omer Reb Shimon Ben Lakish, Dr. Ish Lakish. No. Adana katil vana miskatil. On the ezel and mishav zeh b'chela. Dr. Ish Lakish, no, I'm going to go save him. And Reb Chaim over there, Reb Chaim Kanyevsky, translates. Oy ani hargani nergal yodan. Either I'm going to kill them, or I'm going to get killed. I'm going to save him b'kayach. The Gemara says, so what's, you see a raya from here, that Rabbi Isi is in Avadei Sakana, they're going to kill him. Rish Lakish says, I'm going to put myself in the Safik Sakana, because either I'll kill them or they'll kill me. And I'm going to do it to save him. So Zokta Goyis Maimonis, it's a raya from this Yerushalmi, that a person is obligated to put himself in a Safik Sakana, to save someone from a Sakana Vadois. And the Kesef Mishnah brings it, and the Beis Yosef and Simon Tavcha Vav Mechay Shemishbat brings this Hagoyis Maimonis as well. However, what's interesting is that Zokter Arsameach said, what Arsameach say, Pinushami is not such a raya. Why? Because the story continues and says, Azulu Paisan, he didn't go Bekayach and risk his life. He actually went to Rish Lakish and he was Mephias then. Vinichu, and they let him go. Well, how is he Mephias them? Just to know the story. So he told them, Aton Gabe Sabun Vimatza Alechem. He was Mephias, he said, come to me, to the old man was Rabbi Yechanan, and he'll daven for you. He'll give you a bracha. So they came to Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan gave them a bracha. And he told them, whatever was in your heart to do to Ravami, you should have happen to you as well. So, on their way home, they were on their way back to Esparsus. They didn't even reach Esparsus, and they all died. So, what Rav Meir Simcha is saying, and I got this from other places as well, there's a Klechemda, you want to look it up, there's a Klechemda in Parshas Kiseitse that talks about this, and he brings this to Yerushalmi also, and he says Takanatsa Sharai from Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi didn't go with force and risked his life at the end. He said that Rish Lakish, but at the end he didn't actually do it. He went with another Mahalach, which wasn't even a Safek Sakanas Nefashos. So is it such a klar raya that we pass him like that? Now the truth is that when you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Chav Vav, these halachas, all the way at the end of Chayesh Mishpat, Tav Chav Vav. There's a mitzvah like Saman al Dam Reyacha. So the Sma over there says, "Uvagoyis Maimin is Kosev the Rishalmi Masik the Tzarich Avil Hakas Atzmai Bezobik Zagana Avur Zev Vevi Beis Yosef." Why Zok the Kesef Mishnah and the Beis Yosef? Why? Because since he's a Vadai and you're only a Safik, so Memela he wins, and therefore you have to put yourself in a Safik Zagana for a Vadai Iser for a Vadai Zagana. Even though the Beis Yosef brought it, however, both the Mechaber and the Ramah did not bring this. Why? Because they hold like the Paiskim, the Rif, and the Rambam, and the Rush, Batur, Leviya, Piskam. They didn't bring it either, so we don't pass in this way. So, Rav Meir Simcha is saying that you see from the Rambam Alein that Itaka didn't pass in this way. If you look in Hilchas Avay Dezar and Hilchas Yarg Vayavar over there, so there's a Pische Tshuva brings down a Shiloh, let's say the king says, I'll chop off your hand, let me chop off your hand, and if not, I'll kill someone. So you mechuyiv to let your hand be chopped off. So he brings from someone first that says, the psamidus chasidus, and then he brings from Radvaz, Radvaz says, but if there's a suffix, pikuach nefesh, by him chopping off your hand, you're a chasid shaita by allowing him to do that. So Radvaz seems to say, mefurish, you do not, you're chasid shaita, if they know exactly what the case over there was in the Radvaz. There's a few Radvazes about this in different places, but he says over there, to put yourself in a Safek Zakana to save someone else, you're a Chassid Shaita. So you see, we talk it don't paskin like that. It's not so simple. There's the Chavis Yor, there's a Chuvas Chavis Yor, Simon Kufman Vav, who talks about a case also with like a Heintig Egoel Adam, somebody killed someone, and someone else wanted to give him over to the Malchus, and it's all to do. But he also brings this, and he brings this Kesem Mishnah B'Shem Nagoyis Maimonis, B'Shem Yerushalmi. And he brings a raya from the Gemara Bava Metzia, Samach Beis, right? With two people are going in the midbar, and the Gemara says over there that the first man, the Amar, says that if they're going to both drink, there's only one kita of mine. They're both going to drink. They're both going to die. So we say over there, Chayecha Kaidman. So Zakt the Chavis Yor, it's Mashma Dafka, because if they both drink, they'll both Vadai die. But let's say it's a Suffolk. So if my friend doesn't drink, he'll Zichr die. If we both drink, maybe we're both Besuffolk will die. So maybe I should let him drink, and I'll be in a Suffolk Sakonis of Hoshus, because if I drink the whole thing, he'll die Vadai. So you see, Mefurish, that I'm Mechuyev from the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like only in that case do you say Chayecha Kaimim. But if not, both drink and both be Besafik Sakonis of Hoshes, as opposed to being a Vadai that he'll die. So you see, Beferish, that you're Mechuyev to put yourself in a Safik Sakonis of Hoshes to save someone from a Vadai. He says, V'tzarachin the Chavis Yor, the Kleichemda also addresses that Chavis Yor and that Raya. So very interesting Shaila L'Halacha. Now let's see another Or Sameach. Or Sameach a little earlier in Perek, in Hilchos Ritzeach, Perek Beis Halacha Dalid. So it's talking about over there the Melech making a Gezerah. In the middle he says, Ulam Yesh Ladon, Al Hashe Shaninu, Dafilu Kalam Tzrichin L'Chuaza Kiyay Ben Tzruya, L'Yeitzi Misham L'Olam. V'Hir Gashnu Bazeh. So we have a Shaila, Frekt Or Sameach. Amayli Yase HaMelech Oy Bezdin Takana Shalo Yargenu Shum Adam. Why doesn't? So before he was addressing Mitzad the Torah. But I have a new Eitzah. Let the Melech or the Bezdin make a Takana that no one's allowed to kill this Ritzeach. Even the Gael Adam's not allowed to kill him. And if anyone kills him, they'll be killed. So again, Zakhtar Or Sameach, the same you said. Kevin Damra Teira de Teva Adam Galil Yetzer Kail. Listen to this. Here it says a little bit more in detail. Since the Torah says the Teva Adam, which is Gali to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Asher B'yoyse Eina Kalu B'miklatai, when he's not locked in jail, Oz Yecham Levavoi, then the Gael Hadam's Lev will be Mecham. He'll get heated up. He's saying an interesting thing here. That it's not the pshat that the Gael Hadam can't go into the Ir Miklat, but Lemaisa, he's still kachin outside. No, when he knows the Ritzeach is locked up, he dach Yecham Levavoi. When the Ritzeach is wandering around free, he's like a chutzpah. My relative is dead and he's free, I want to kill him. But therefore, Imishbat Mabes, the Gael Hadam Hamakeyu. So therefore, when he's outside and he's not locked up, and the Gael Adam Yecham Levavi kills him, Ein Lo Mishpa Maves. So Su Ein B'Koyach HaMelech Uvezden HaGodol SheYisrael Isnaged El Teva Adam V'Chami Musay. The same way he said before, the Rabbeinu Shalom didn't make a mitzvah, so too we don't make a mitzvah either. And that's really, he was Miramas that before as well, because his Lashon before actually was, Ein lanu lahoisef acharei mitzvahs yetzer hateva. Over there, he was also talking about making a gzeira. In the Meshech Chachma and Parshas Maaseh, he was talking about the pasuk alein. And here he's talking about the reason Bezdin doesn't make a takana. No one should kill him because they can't go against his teva. Can't go against his teva. So this is the Mesh. The Or Sameach there says the same yisayt. Now, in fact, if you look in Tiferes Yisrael on the mission over there, Tiferes Yisrael and the Boyaz, Ois Beis and Perek Beis, Amnon Tmihani, he says, what's going on over here? It's Pikuach Nefesh. And he goes and he wonders what's Pshat. So he says, the same Yisoid, Eina Mechuyev, Veina Rashi, Lahachnis Atmei Sofis Hakona, to save his friend, like in Chayish Misho Tachavav that we read. But then he ends up, he says, first of all, he says, Shver, he doesn't like it. He says, a daichik. It's a daichik to say that that we don't let him out because of Savik Sakana. The mission didn't say that reason either. Beloiza Koshanami. What do you mean? To save Gans Klal Yisrael, maybe he does have to put himself into Sakana. Maybe there's a difference in Chaveray and Gans Klal Yisrael. And then he asks the question, let all of Klal Yisrael close the door on the Gael Adam. You can't kill him until he saves Gans Klal Yisrael. Gans Klal Yisrael. So there's a mechaz b'megal to us that you can't do it. You can't go connected the teva of the person. And therefore you can't make something that a person can't control. If he can't control his teva, you can't be mechayiv and misa for it. And therefore, that's why we can't make this halach. And in fact, before we finish off a Meshech Chachma in Shemais, the next Meshech Chachma in Maaseh, on the words Kivir Miklata Yeshev and Moisa Kain Agado, Hakavana Dekvari Sheisi Bechiburi Amai Amru Afilu Kol Yisrael Tzrichim Loi Liskenu HaMelech Uvezdin Hagado Shekol Harig Yarig. Let them make him a takana. Anyone who kills him gets killed. So you'll see, you look over there in Parshas Maaseh, that he gives a different reason why he learns it into the pasuk, a different reason why we can't do that. So let's finish off. There's so much here in this Meshech Chachma, it's unbelievable. Let's finish off the Meshech Chachma in Shmais. Umizeh, he says a goyness here. Sparsh ha-mechilta parshas Yisrael. There's a mechilta in Yisrael. It says, Vayatzileini mecherev paroi. Rabbi Shua ben Karach Omer, G'day la-mila, G'mila so great. Shekoz chusev shal Moshe le-amdu le-bishas dochkai. That all the schuyas of Moshe did not stand for him. Kishama le-amokam lech v'oitzi asami b'nei Yisrael mi-mitzrayim. Hashem told him, go take Klai Yisrael mi-mitzrayim. The Rabbeinu Shalom, everybody needs Moshe Rabbeinu. What happened? He delayed the Mila. The Malach tried to kill him. See, that's how great Mila is. That even though Klai Yisrael needed him and all the schusim, but you didn't do Mila properly, Chiyav Misa. Rabbi Yossi Aimer, or Rabbi Yehuda, I'm not sure, Reish Yud, it says here, Chas v'shalom lo yisit tzadik she nisrasho b'mila shachas. Avadi wasn't nisrasho b'mila. El adorish Moshe kal v'choymer. Moshe made a kal v'choymer. Yom v'yetzei, should I be mal my child and then go out to Mitzrayim? Harei sakonis nefashas. Pirish, Dr. Meir Simcha Gain is here. What's the kal v'choymer? In fact, the Gain is meichit the kal v'choymer. He says, not a kal v'choymer. What's the kal v'chomer? The malat solas harabim amar le'Hashem yisbarach ki meisu kol anoshim. When it comes to atzolas harabim, atzolas klal Yisrael, like Tiferes Yisrael is madgish. Atzolas klal Yisrael is even more than that. But you have atzolas harabim and atzolas klal Yisrael. What did Rabbi Nisham say? Ki meisu kol anoshim. If not for that, you would not have to put yourself in sakana to save Gans Klal Yisrael. Ve'inemachiv la'achlut atmi sakana. Kol shekein shemila shul atinuk levad. Kol shekein mila, which is a mitzvah only on the tinuk. Sheina doicha sakonas nefashis. In other words, the mitzvah of mila, I'm not machiv to do when there's a sakonas nefashis. So if I'm going to do the mitzvah of mila now and then go out al derech, that's sakonas nefashis. I'm not mechuyev to do that mitzvah in a mokum of sakonas nevashos, because I'm going out ala derech. How do I know that I'm not mechuyev to do mitzvahs even b'mokum sakonas nevashos? Because I'm not mechuyev to save Klal Yisrael b'mokum sakonas nevashos. Ki meizu kol anoshim vakshim es nafshecha. Ki meizu kol anoshim havakshim es nafshecha. That taught Moshe Rabbeinu that you don't put yourself in a safik b'kuach nefesh even for atzol gans Klal Yisrael. So kol shekein from mitzvahs mila, which is only ala tinuk, I'd have to put him in sakonas nefashos for that mila. So therefore, now why was he punished? So this man, the arm ends off, because when he got to the malayin, he was mesasik b'malayin tchila. But it wasn't a problem that he didn't mal him. He didn't mal him before he left, like the first mandomer seems to say, because that he had a right not to. When he finally had a chance to mal him, that's the first thing he should have done. Very strong lashon meir simcha. Ubarer ma'oid. But this is gainus how he learns over here in this mechilta, based on this yesaid. Rabbi Isai, I think, mamish mesukim, midvash, a lot of yesaidus over here, and okay, you can look at a lot of the Mar Mekaimis if you have Rav Dom's Meshechachma. There's a lot of Marmakaimis here, a lot of raid on the bottom over here. There's a lot of them that they metame on the Meshechachma, that you should have to put yourself in sakana for Hatzolus of Klal Yisrael. Klechemda talks about it in Parshas Pinchas. He brings a Sridei Eish that handles it, and many others as well that handle this Ar Sameach, this Meshechachma, about not putting yourself in sakana for this Hatzolus Klal Yisrael. The fact that it's paskin in Shulchan Aruch that you don't put yourself in sakana for Hatzolus Chaveroi, okay, that's already paskin by the Sma. But Rav Meir Simcha is taking it for Hatzolus Klal Yisrael, and he's learning it like Yoyev Ben Tzruya by the Reitzeach, so that already is a big dion in the Mefarshim, if that is Lahalacha or not. Okay, Tzei v'chakeim Rabbi Isai, you have what to talk about cultivation.